If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
So, we had a lot to choose from when it comes to First Things First today.
Yeah.
And this is a story that's been developing over the last 2 days. Yesterday, we chose not to do it. I could see where it was going. Obviously, an apology was due. But basically, the MK party had a rally on Monday, which was June 16, right? And in their rally, they had a few youth leaders speak. Now, there is a youth leader there, a convener of theirs, who essentially, she was speaking, and while she was speaking, they were disrespectful towards her, right? And her name is, Kabelo, Nkateko Mkabelo. And she was addressing them in English. Now, obviously, I don't know if people felt maybe they're uncomfortable with them being addressed in English, and they were getting rowdy, etc., so on. So then the president of the youth league, right, Uqibane, decided to go up and address them, and he called them to order. Uqibane. And when he was calling them to order, he used language which is very regrettable. Essentially, he said, comrades, and he was addressing them. He thinks he's defending his colleague, right? Mm. So he says, comrades, Nkateko ishangane lase Limpopo. So he's trying to explain why it is that she's not speaking isiZulu, right? And then he goes on to say, Nathi njengoba sibona nje, this program is getting televised all over Africa internationally. Khona abantu abanganizwa hayinina menkulumo isiZulu senu. So please give her the respect that she deserves. Now, I want to say, as somebody who grew up in KZN, right? There's certain language that gets used. I'll just speak for KZN people. You guys can speak for yourselves. But there's certain language that gets used that is actually very derogatory. So calling abantu ishangane, for example, is such language. And then, when I came up to Joburg, I found people here using language which I was like, yo, how can you say that? When they're referring to Indian people, for example, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it seems that it's acceptable here because, I don't know, people just... I remember speaking to even colleagues that work with there. They're like, no, we just grew up using that term and we never saw it as derogatory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's exactly the same thing in KZN. Mm-hmm. Not to say that none of this is wrong, by the way. I'm trying to give you the background, right? So
context.
He was obviously, he was trying to address people, I guess, that he grew up with. Anyway, yesterday, the MK party then tendered this apology. Listen to this.
Address the comments that were made yesterday by our president at our official launch on the podium. Firstly, mina, as I've said, without mina inkateko, wakam kabela. I am indeed mchangan. Aka eka sakase, ile pushback reach ampumalang. Gavani, yagaba kukani, iwele agwambin. Number two, it's crucially important to note that Mkhandwesi is a party that belongs to all races, to all tribes, and to all ethnicities.
So that's Nkateko now. After this, then Uqibane spoke. And essentially what she was saying is, well, he was trying to defend me, right? So sometimes you try to do the right thing, but you do the right thing in the wrong way.
Because she does state that she's from Bushbuck Ridge. That's where she grew up.
She says it.
But yes, she can say that herself. It's like a black person calling himself the N-word. Yo, my ninja. You know what I mean? I can say that as a black person. Yeah. But don't come as a white person and call me that.
Mm. Yeah, true. And also, E versus is two different things. Because the other one, you're not even humanizing the person. So I think that's where the derogatory, you know, starts to come in. Because I've heard Tonga people say, Nibulabula Shangan.
Yeah.
Many a times.
So now, here's the question. Since you know what he was trying to do, does the apology mean anything? Or is it still all wrong? Throw it all in the dustbin.
If we're being honest, this is all part of the unlearning to relearn process that we're all going through. Like, for instance, I only a few years ago learned that ishangane is a derogatory term, right? Because you grow up with such terms being bandied around loosely and no one ever gives really context to it. The same as the Indian term that you're talking about. It's part of us learning ukuthi. As much as something might be bandied around, it doesn't sit well with the person that you're directing it to.
Mm.
And you learn to then address differently. And for me, this was a learning moment for the president. It was a learning moment.
You saw Atila se peta Lilsin.
But specifically Kanyamazan in Bombele. But honestly speaking though, I think I agree with Mpo. It was a moment to learn. It's a teachable moment. They are part of the youth league, and I think he truly was trying to emphasize the point that Umkhonto weSizwe does not belong to just Zulu-speaking individuals. But he lost it at that point where he referred to them as Mashangane or Lishangane, because Shangan, honestly, I don't think, like you say, it depends who's saying it. But Shangan, the term, should not necessarily be inherently derogatory, because if we remember the context, it comes from Soshangan, who was a Nguni leader who conquered a subgroup of the Tsonga-speaking people. So to a certain extent, it is not inherently derogatory, but as you say, it now probably sounds appropriate if the Tsonga speakers are the ones that refer to themselves as that. So there's a lot of unlearning for all of us, that it has become derogatory over time. I teach my grandmother all the time that with foreign nationals back in the days in the 90s, they used to call them something that we don't use.
The K word.
No,
I'm just doing it for context.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
Because there's lots of K words. There's another one now, the Kefa word. So these two K words are not the same. Yeah.
So even though she's educated, I constantly have to tell her, Gogo, asba bitinjalo bandu. We no longer say that. It's not socially acceptable. So I think he can be forgiven, plus he's young, so it was a moment to learn.
Speaking of young soul,
yeah,
you remember when you heard Why, may his soul rest in peace, Mulo, right?
Oh, Cliff
Mulo had Mulo. He had a feature called Dali Shangan. Do you remember?
Yes. Yeah, he was Tonga, he was Shangan. Yeah, look, you see, I think depending on who says it, because we know that if a Zulu person from KZN says Ishangan, sometimes they even refer to people from Mozambique, people are not even South African. To them, it's like a foreigner. You know what I mean? So for him also, I feel like he can be forgiven, but also if you're a party member and you hold that kind of position, you should already be sensitive to these kind of things. I do get he was trying to appeal and drive a point to the people who are listening to him, who may not be maybe in a position such as he, who maybe can't be held to a standard that he is. Because when you're a senior party member, we expect you to be above average smart. And if you are, you should know that by now, that calling someone Ishangani is derogatory. And also, he could have driven the same point by saying, Lo muntu buya Limpopo.
Yeah.
If Free State it is Kuluman Abantu Abamasutu. So he did say
Limpopo though.
No,
but after.
Yes.
He is a big bomb.
Because if maybe he says Yitonga, some people may not even know. And
well, that's another point I wanted to make. Right?
People can be ignorant.
This is another point I wanted to make.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not excusing any ignorance here. But take it from somebody who grew up in KZN. KZN people don't know how to discern between Mtonga, Venda. They don't know any of
that. Yeah, that's true.
I can tell you. Even Susu and Tswana, I see as Leontotin.
But here's the thing. I think what makes it even more unfortunate is also the fact that you are an MK party member, which is seen as a tribalistic party.
And so it is now. There is a close Floyd.
You see, now this just fans, further fuels this fire. Yoguti MK is not for the people, which is highly unfortunate. And now it almost means they have to do more work to try and convince everyone else that this is the party for everybody. Then if you had just said, listen, she is not from here, she is from Limpopo, that would have sufficed.
So give us a shout and let us know. Do you feel like this can be forgiven as they have now tendered the apology, or is it all nonsense?
Ibuyela kuyo le yakamalaji ukuthi kubalekile kuba khona kwabantu abadala isikolo sibalekile ngoba indlela yokukhuluma yiba basifundisayo ukuthi how to address abantu abadala. Ngibona kanjalo ukuthi hayi ibaleki kanjalo vele but
yena iphumile esandleni.
Sees the world. Yeah, I agree guys, it's a teachable moment, man, because we are here in Cape Town. There's guys that are staying in that house. You call them a Mashangane. And yeah, man, it's a teachable moment because we are called a Amaxhosa And when we are being called amaXhosa, it's not like singamaXhosa sonke. We are Xhosa speaking people, singamaMpondo misa, singamaMpondo. So it's deeper than that.
Sbu season for Slurras. Sbu.
Hello?
Yebo.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Sbu.
Yeah, no, man, I ask me, I don't see anything wrong. You understand? Because we look at the context of the conversation and we look at the tone. Those are the things that will determine if someone is undermining or doing, we have sugar whatsoever, understand? Because sometimes we grew up saying things because Bona, even Bona self, they say themselves, because of it has become normal for them to say such things. So everything is into as begging in a very negative way. Look at the context, the conversation, the tone. Because you know sometimes it's like Nkumbula Ngitumina to my sister, I went and the rubbish. And she was laughing at me because she did something wrong. But when I said the rubbish, she took an offense. Because the rubbish was associated with something else, you understand? As someone who's taking some Zimba. So sometimes look at the context of the conversation and the tone messages is why.
Before you go, no matter the context, would you be okay with a white person calling you the K word?
No, yes, it's like I'm saying, if it was normal for me, which is yes, I would have been okay. Because it's, I mean, that's how, like, it's like, for instance, giving someone in Italy among my food, who wrote him something, Umbuzi. I think I normalize a little. I'm pretty good. It's very normal. Which I got something good. I'm really which I would look busy. Umbuzi. Martin Buzi, I responded here at all.
But Smoo.
Depends. Which is Ubano Kulmanaye and then Kulmaganjan. But obviously, I need almost some random strangers who are giving me as one visa with a K word. That should be him being offensive. But someone in him to Ayele. And then, I mean, look at the audience. For starters, like who is Rash, Aman Pasekins, and much else, we won't get to a jet. Aman Java, Abab, and Java Funushi, Java, and I said. So, if ever Punja, the Melanjin, yes, I asked the thing, yes, and it's a little bit of a little bit of a baggage, and then I said, Tingad. But you would tell me, Shangan, I don't do anything wrong. Joel, what is a Mashangan? And then Nabubas, they've embraced that name.
So here's the thing, just the last bit, that's the part I want to kind of caution against, because people can use a term amongst themselves and that term is acceptable. Doesn't mean that you have the right to use a term. Here's a very good example. Women, for example, when they by themselves, women refer to each other using the B word yeah. all the time. You go there now and you call a woman a B word and see what happens. You haven't earned that right. Do you see what I mean?
Sure.
So there are certain words that you don't have the right to use, neither should you have the desire to, in fact.
Nna ke nana hore ba tshwanetse ho ya amaela college hobane le yena ausi o ane wa mushangane a buile yena self a zanga e bona a tla o ga feel offended hore ba itsekile ishangane. So ba teng ba tshwe loreng bona ha ba bitswa mashangane motho or ba o point o le one hore ishangane motho ba sa feel offended because ke language re sebedisang haholo. So e tshwanela ha ba tlore wena o Lesotho why tshwanetse ke tlo wara hobane ke a tseba there's nothing like Lesotho as by pointer motho Lesotho ke black. We understand but who a re tshwane mare batho ba bangata go whether ore ke Lepedi ore ke Shangane ore ke but ha ba feel offended hobane ke language re sebedisang every day. So le yena ke gore apology ya e batla amohela.
So that's also a fair point. If the person that was being addressed themselves didn't take offense, who are we to take offense on her behalf? I hear that point. I can also make another point and say, when you refer to somebody as a Shangan, you're referring to a group of people. So the group of people may take offense themselves, right? Even if the individual doesn't. So I'd hear that too.
It's a similar case in America when Tyler then calls herself Khalid, which in South Africa, it's fine.
Yeah.
But all the now are mixed race people in the U.S. take offense, and rightfully so, because in the U.S., it is a derogatory term.
Mm.
even if he said it in you know, humanizing it and say umshangana, I think people would still be offended because of how the word has been used, more especially by Zulu people. I'm Pedi and I've been called ishangani a lot of times by Zulu people. So like Saul said, to them it just refers to someone who's like foreign, who's not, you know, how even sometimes when they angry or they try to, you know, drive a point, they'll even go as far as saying
that's true. That's very true.
Zulu people will even say, if you're not Zulu, will say, how are you?
How can I get moon?
How are you? Zulu people, Mara.
You know, I have to agree with Saul on this one. This guy occupies a high position in a political party within South Africa. Manje, sekafakile into le ukuthi vele MK is for AmaZulu and it's a tribalistic party, you know, sekakwenzile lokho by referring to somebody as something and not a person. And being a person, umXhosa that lives in KZN, into yakhona KZN, you know, but we say, oh, we paid, we XhosaXhosa, they call me XhosaXhosa, and it's always so shocking. So I'm done teaching people how to address me. So now a person that addresses me as XhosaXhosa, I call them inZulu. Let's call each other ngamagama, guys. Sibe sharp.
And you know, we were discussing this. The thing is, in KZN, if you were to refer to a Zulu person as inZulu, they probably wouldn't take offense to that. that's a funny thing. You, man, would need time for me to explain. Because, you know, there's certain things that people refer to KZN people as. They refer to them as violent. Some people just take pride in that.
Inkabi.
You refer to them as Inkabi. They call themselves Inkabi Nation. They take pride in that. And that all comes from the perceived power dynamic, right? Because there are so many Zulu people that they just move along with it and they accept it. And so because they accept it, then they expect everybody else to accept what it is that they go and they do. So, yeah.
Morning, this is the world. I think some of you are missing the point here. So what is happening here is ishangani is a, that's the bad term, but umshangani, that's the good term. It's like saying ipedi instead of umpedi. The other one is, I think that's the point here, why everyone is up in arms. Umshangani, waselimpopo, hayi ishangane, laselimpopo.
Mubulawa.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Going? We well, good. Thanks. Well,
thank you. Guys, I think we need to stop making excuses for our bad behavior. I grew up in Soweto. I am a Muvenda. I speak Tshivenda, and Venda is a place. So when somebody says to me, Lady Venda Lady, I take offense. And you know, one thing that I realize about us as the people is that we're very accepting. So when somebody says Leli Venda, Leli Shangani, because we're not confrontational people, we just take it. But because some other people take it, you all tend to think that everybody is okay with it. I'm not. And I'll tell you what happened to me. I was in a meeting with Ubaba Womzulu, and I introduced myself as Mubulawa Rasivechera. And he turned around and said to me, "Awunalo igama lesintu." But I understood the context. Because he did not understand. I understood the context. So there are places where people say it to be derogative, and there are people that say it because they really don't know. And I am done teaching people what to say. I am a Muvenda. I speak Tshivenda. It's a language. I come from a place called Venda. And I would appreciate it if people actually took it into consideration and respected me as such.
Thank you very much for that, Mubulawa. I mean, that point that you just made about somebody asking you to analikama listen to, it's like a white person asking you if you got an English name, right? Equally as offensive.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.